So, Hare Krishna, good morning. We will start our Panchatattva seminar today with a verse from Anchalila, chapter 2, text 4. Sakshadarshanara yogya bhakta jive. Avisha kore kahan kahan avirbhave. Kare kahan kahan avirbhave. Sakshadarshanara yogya bhakta jive. Sakshadashana arayogya bhakta. Sorry. Sakshadashana arayogya bhakta jive. Sakshadashana arayogya bhakta jive. Avishokore karaye kahan. Kahana virbhavi. Yes, please. Yes, Saksha Darshan. Direct meeting. Ara and Yogya Bhakta. Perfect devotee. Jive. Living beings. Aveshakaraye. Empowers with specific spiritual potencies. Kahan, somewhere, kahan, in other places, avirbhave, by appearing himself. My dear devotees, this is a text which describes three powerful ways in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivers the fallen souls. In this lecture, for this lecture, we have chosen this text because we will study how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered fallen souls in the past and how he does so in the present. So let us carefully listen to the translation. The Lord delivered the fallen souls in some places by meeting them directly. In other places, by empowering a pure devotee, and in still other places, by appearing before someone himself. This doesn't have a purport, but we will read many purports today of Srila Prabhupada. So let us pay our humble obeisances. Mangalam Stotram. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Skatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Unityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govinda. 12 names. Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo Gaurango Dvijanayaka Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva Nyasinam Chachiromani Raktam Varadara Shriman Navadvipa Sudakara Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva Shri Shachinandanastata Nityananda Nityanando Vadadute Nityanando Vadadute Vasudha Pranavallabha Janavidivitapati Krishna Prema Prada Prabhu Padmavati Sutta Shriman Shachinandana Purvaja Bhavan Mot Mato Jagatrata Rakta Gaura Kalevaram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Hare Krishna. Who was in charge to connect this? Okay. Gaura Hari Avatari Premeravadara Kori Sakila Mane Ratina Kaja Radhikara Pranapati Kiva Bhave Kandeniti Iha Bhuje Vakata Samaja. The Lord appeared in the golden form of Lord Chaitanya, and he preached the message of pure love for Krishna. In this way, he fulfilled the three desires in his mind. Only the devotees are able to understand in what a wonderful way Krishna, who is the Lord of Srimati Radharani's life, continually cried in ecstatic love of God. Srila Narottam Das Thakur in Prema Bhakti Chandika. My dear devotees, in this verse this morning, we hear that Lord Chaitanya delivered fallen souls in three ways. In some places, he met these fallen souls directly. The Bengali word which is used here is Sakshat Darshan. They had his direct vision, like you and me now have a direct vision of each other. I can see Giridhari directly before me and he can see me. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw some people directly before his eyes. This is called Sakshat Darshan. The second way is, in other places he delivered living entities by empowering a pure devotee. It's called Avesha Karaye. And in the third way in which he delivered fallen souls is, he sometimes appeared from somewhere and all of a sudden became manifest. I can only make you understand by making a sound. He just came before someone and was there. They saw him. They didn't know from where he came, nor did they know to where he left when he disappeared. So let us concentrate on these three meetings and ask a question. Can Lord Chaitanya appear before us? I mean, us here in Ljubljana? I mean, very concretely, here in Cibatova, or what is the street, his name? Gibertova. In Gibertova. You know, in this house, before which this naked partisan is trying to break out of a stone since maybe 70 years. Is it possible? This is our question which we will analyze today. Or let us be even more concrete. Can Lord Gauranga appear to Raj Kishore and Ananta? And Manditangi, is it possible for him? Or and Moksha Rupi, is he doing this? This is our question today. Huh. Let us now first of all understand from the Shastra and which way did he appear in the past. Well, first the Sakshat Darshan. It is said anyone who only had one meeting, one direct Darshan with Lord Gauranga, became fully satisfied. The result of this one meeting was they made, in a very brief time, that is the time in which they met, tremendous spiritual advancement. They obtained prema, the highest form of love of Godhead, and they became devotees, chanted Krishna's holy names, and danced in ecstasy. So anyone who met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly became just elevated in pure love of Godhead and became a devotee, chanted and danced in ecstasy. One such fortunate person was a washer. In India you call these people dobi, a dobi, who washed his cloth, washed not his cloth, he washed his the cloth of his customers at the side of a river. And so once he didn't like that at all, you know, when you wash so much, your hands become problematic. We have in our Govinda restaurant one Mataji who's the best of plate washers. I hope her hands keep up with her enthusiasm. You know, so he was really morose. He wanted to do something else. Now once he washed, and he saw before him a shadow. And by the way the shadow was shaped, he understood this was a sannyasi. So in a morose way, he said, I don't have any money, please go somewhere else. He hadn't even seen the person. He only had seen the shadow, and he didn't want to give a donation, because that's what you do when you meet a sannyasi. You somehow are helpful for his causes. And he heard a very soft voice saying, I don't want your money. I only want one thing from you. Chant Hare Krishna. he looked up into the face of the person whose shadow he had only seen. And he looked into the beautiful lotus eyes of Lord Chaitanya. You know everything. He looked at if Gauranga was serious, and Gauranga said, "Yes, just chant. This is the only alms I wish from you." Alms means donation or charity. The washer was immediately enthusiastic. He chanted and chanted and chanted and danced and chanted and danced and chanted and chanted and danced the whole day. He didn't return home when the sun set. His wife was worried. She looked all over the place but couldn't find her husband. She sent the people from the village out, and they came back with the news, "We can't find him. There's only a madman dancing at the river bank. He sometimes steps on the cloth, you know, which your husband has washed." "No one else is there?" asked the wife. "Only a madman. Maybe that's my husband." So she went out, and he saw this lonely figure dancing and chanting, chanting and dancing, you know already. She didn't dare to come close. So she got all the people from the village, and they couldn't believe their eyes as they came closer. It was really the washer. Imagine Manditangi, Moksha Rupi wouldn't return one day, and you would hear there's only a madman dancing before the Slovenian capital of Ljubljana, chanting and dancing, and you would somehow have an idea. "My God, I heard this Leela in the Panchatattva seminar. Maybe it's moksha." So you would call immediately Anantadev. "Anantadev, there is a special situation. My husband might have gotten love of Godhead. But I don't dare to come close to him." Then Anantadev would say, "Well, let's get the strong brahmacharis." And all of you would come to before the gates of Ljubljana, and you would see Moksha Rupi laughing, crying, shivering. Tears of love of Godhead would be there, and sometimes he would call out, "Hari, Hari!" Would that be good or would that be bad? Maybe Moksha Rupi would not be able to continue with his opera and with the Veda Academy. Maybe he would turn the Veda Academy into a school of Gauranga Prema. My dear devotees, I'm telling you this like this because, you know, love, this is a strong beverage means like a juice or a drink or a, you know, it, someone who takes even a drop of prema, he's permanently transformed. I think it would be the most beautiful thing, because listen how it happened, how it continued. So they all came, the villagers, and looked at it. This person who was just, "Haribol, Haribol, my dear friends, I met the sannyasi, Hari, Haribol." So finally one man who was very courageous came next to the man, the washer, and just touched him. And as he touched him, "Hari, Hari!" He also changed. He also became a transcendental lover, and he was also changed around. This is called Sakshat Darshan, you know, direct meeting with the Lord. And the result is that anyone whom, how do you say, if you would meet someone who had this Sakshat Darshan, and you would touch him or just see him, you would be permanently changed. This is so this happened for the Bengali devotees during the time when he was present in Navadvip, and later the Bengali devotees came once a year to where? You know everything, Jagannath Puris. Also, people from other provinces came to Puri. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, we know about the people from Tripura, that's a mountain state in the Himalayan mountains, and they came to see him. But that soon the whole universe knew there's Gauranga Mahaprabhu giving love of Godhead, and beings from all over the universe arrived. From the seven islands, from the planets of the Devatas, the Gandavas, the Kinaras, all came in the guise of human beings. In this way, the three worlds were delivered. There was once a very, very poor Brahmana who lived in Puri, who was so poor that he didn't have anything to eat. And in great distress, he went one night to the banks of the ocean. And as he came to the banks of the ocean, he lamented, "I really need some Lakshmi. I'm really broke." So as he was lamenting, he saw out of the water a giant appearing. Water was just dropping down or flowing down. It was a huge person. He was three times as high as this ceiling. Brahmana was shocked. And then he was even more shocked when the person spoke a mantra, and came down to human size and started to walk in the direction of Puri. The Brahmana saw he was dressed with exquisite jewelry. He really looked like a king. And he said, "Oh," because he was interested in money, "Who are you, and can I have a little wealth from you?" The person looked at him and said, "What? You want money and you are in Puri? Don't you know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is here? You can go to him and get everything from him. Mostly love of Godhead. Don't ask for money." Said the Brahmana, "You mean the Lord is here?" "Yes, I'm just visiting him." "Come with me, foolish human being." The Brahmana went with this being, and on the way he asked, "But may I know, who are you? You look like a king." "Ah, king, I'm a humble servant. My name is Bibhishan." You know who that is? He is the best. He's the brother of Ravana, but Ravana prayed that he could make the whole universe cry and become such a demon. And Bibhishan, who was also from that race, you know, he had a huge body, he said, "I just want to become a devotee of Ram." That was Bibhishan. He became the greatest devotee. You cannot imagine how great of a devotee Bibhishan was. So they went to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The Brahmana saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu and he was asked to sit in a corner, you can be here. And they talked many things. Then Bibisan said, I brought a foolish human being with me. Can you maybe also show him your mercy? And Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, the mercy is already given. He has Sakshat Darshan. You know, it's a story which is told in Chaitanya Mangala. So I think also the Brahmana was given some wealth, but I'm not sure about this mundane wealth. So in this way, anyone who came, the three worlds, well, they were all delivered. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur therefore was extremely sad when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet and Sakshat Darshan was no longer possible. He wrote in Chaitanya Chandramrita, that's the book from which we have heard two verses yesterday, Shaiveyambu vidanya goda nagari velapi shaivambudhe soyang shri purushottama madhupates tanyeva namanicha no kutrapi nirikakshate hari hari premotsavastadrisho ha chaitanya kripa nidana davakim vikshe puna vaibhavam. Oh no! This is the same place blessed on earth. This is the very same ocean, the very same sand. This is the town of Purushottam, of Puri. And yes, these are the very same holy names, Hare Krishna. But, oh Vaya, oh Vaya, nowhere can I see the same festival of love. Oh Chaitanya, source of all compassion, you have left us. Will I ever again see your glories? The bird was sad, so sad, when Gauranga left this world. And this is a verse expressing this lamentation. Very nice. So the question is, okay, he has left, then we miss the boat. But you must know that before Gauranga Mahaprabhu left, he made a statement. He said, Loka Nishtaribha, I shall deliver the fallen souls. And the way in which he did so is indicated in the second way in which Lord Chaitanya empowered people, delivered people. It's called Avesha Karaye. Some people, you must know, could not go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were all not great mystics who could travel like Bibisan. They were too entangled also, you know, with maybe their family lives or their works or just their conceptions. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the bodies of pure devotees to deliver these people through the devotees. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is a verse which says, Lord Chaitanya is so directly influenced by the love of his devotees. Therefore, wherever there is pure devotion to the Lord appears because he is subdued by such love, and his devotees see him. You know, whenever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees pure devotion somewhere, he will come to this place because he just loves his devotees for their love. And there is an incident of this in Gauranga Leela, and there is an incident in the modern times for this. See, there was this one devotee, Nakula Das Brahmachari, from Ambuya Muluka, that's a village. And Nakula Das Brahmachari was such a lover of Krishna, who attracted the Lord when he did his kirtan. It was like this. He started his kirtan, and as he sang, his heart became melted with exalted bhakti, and as a result, the Lord would appear in his heart. And then Nakula Das Brahmachari would do the same thing as Gauranga Mahaprabhu had done. That is, he would distribute in his kirtan the exalted state of love of Godhead, which was experienced by millions of people. I don't know if you have heard about the famous German healer Bruno Gröning. Yes, thank you, Gröning. When he was in his heights, he would go out onto a balcony in Rosenheim. There would be 50,000 people, I heard, at this one thing where I want to tell you about, who would just be very ill, you know. Some had been carried by their relatives there, they were lying on beds. Others had lost their leg during the Second World War and needed to walk on crutches. Was it the Second World War or the First World War? I don't know when he worked. But, you know, people were really ill, really, you know, deadly sick. So then he went to the on the balcony, prayed. He was a very God-conscious person. Prayed for this healing energy, and then you could see his neck would become swollen with energy, and then he would go heal. And anyone who was on that field, 50,000 people, got healed permanently. It was seen those who walked on crutches just batsate through the crutches away. Those who were carried on beds just jumped up from the bed and they danced and you know they were it was wonderful. There is a movie on this, you know. I have not seen it, but I have heard that you can see that it's documented on media, on movie. So Nakula Das Brahmachari, how did he do it? He said it's not me, it's the Lord. So Nakula Das Brahmachari did this with millions of people, you know. He just started to go into his chanting, and then avesha means something comes down into you, a power. And here it's not just a power, it's a person who comes down. Gauranga Mahaprabhu came into him, and then he was able to bless everyone with Krishna consciousness. See, this is so wonderful that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he sees even today that someone is in love of Krishna, is a pure lover of Krishna, then he feels attracted, as this verse from Antya Leela says, Antya Leela 2:81. You know, Krishna's Kaviraj says, whenever there is pure devotion to the Lord himself appears, because he feels attracted by such love, and his devotees see him. I know once Prabhupada danced in the Ratha Yatra ceremony for a long, long time, and we all were thinking he's so elderly, and he dances for a few kilometers. I mean, hopefully his body will not react to this. And then Prabhupada, after the festival was over and he was driven home, he was there in the Beifahrersitz, do you say, the passenger seat. He all of a sudden looked to the driver, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "Did you see?" "What, Prabhupada?" "Did you see? Gauranga Mahaprabhu was dancing and Nityananda was dancing," and his voice choked, like we had heard yesterday in this beautiful multivision movie or whatever it is. Prabhupada saw Gauranga. Now, Prabhupada in New York, I've written this down, 25th December, one day after Christmas, in the year 1966, spoke about this, that this is possible today, that Mahaprabhu appears being attracted by the devotees. He said, "So this is the process. The Lord chants and he dances and people follow similarly. Just look here. We have painted this picture. The Lord is dancing." There is a picture of Lord Chaitanya dancing, but not with devotees. Oh yeah, here it is. So look at this picture, please. There was another picture, but this picture will do. The Lord is dancing and everyone is following. And this following can be continued even up to date. God is always there. It is not that Chaitanya is not present here. He's always present. And whenever there is Sankirtan, there is this kirtan by the devotees, sincere devotees, it is said that Lord Chaitanya is there, present. Tatra tishtami narata yatra gayanti mat bhakta. Shuddha bhakta, those who are pure devotees. Pure devotees means without any material desire. Those who are pure devotees, those who are determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna, they are called pure devotees. They have lost all interest for any material enjoyment. They are now determined. They are called pure devotees. So this Sankirtan movement creates pure devotees who gradually lose all interest in the material enjoyment. So that is the reason why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, whenever there is a Harinam party, there should be one pure devotee present, because he will attract with his devotion Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who will then come and be there. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, you are in the Sankirtan movement. Prabhupada says this will create pure devotees. You will become a pure devotee. And when do you know that this is there? Well, you have two things which Prabhupada talks in your heart. You lose your interest for any material enjoyment, and you become so determined. Now you are determined. You want to go back to Godhead. And these are called pure devotees. So one day in the Sankirtan movement, this will happen. You will wake up, you will think, "I don't want this thing any longer. I just want to go to Krishna. It's my sincere conviction." Now this is a little speculation, what I am telling, that many devotees come to this point by the mercy of Prabhupada towards the end, when they are when they're just before leaving the body, then they lose all interest in material enjoyment. And they really want to go back to Krishna. We have seen many, many devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness having all of a sudden such a change in consciousness that they really, by this definition, could be described as pure devotees. So some people could not go because of entanglement, but they met those who had the Shakti. And the third point is, he appeared in other places before someone by himself. This is called Avirbhava. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appeared in four places during his time because of his attraction to the love of his devotees. And that was, he appeared in the household temple of Mother Sachi. Have you seen that photo on the wall yesterday? There was this photo of Mother Sachi before her altar. She worshipped Krishna Balaram, and she always wanted, when Lord Chaitanya lived in Puri, that Lord Chaitanya would taste this wonderful prasadam which he cooked, all his favorite preparations. And it often happened that Mahaprabhu appeared in her and ate all the offering. So that when she came, the plate was empty. Mahaprabhu always appeared before his mother. Therefore he is called Sachi Nandana, the son of Mother Sachi. You know, there's a very close relationship. He also appeared wherever Nityananda danced. I think you must remember from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Nityananda danced at the house of Raghava Pandit, and there was a huge feast. Everyone was sitting in lines, and then Nityananda was walking through the lines and chanting in his blissful way, and all of a sudden he took prasadam from the plates of the devotees and threw it, and it disappeared. Hari Hari, vach, gone. Hari Hari, vach, gone. You know what that was? Gauranga was there, and he ate the prasadam which Nityananda put in his mouth. But only very fortunate people could see. So where Lord Nityananda danced, there Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. And you could smell it. There was a smell of Damanaka flowers, which were one of the favorite flowers which Gauranga Mahaprabhu had for his garlands. They only grow in Puri. So devotees could smell all of a sudden the typical fragrance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's garlands from Puri. You know, sometimes, isn't it, you go through the temple hall and you smell a certain perfume, and then you know so-and-so Devi is there. I didn't see her, but I smell her perfume. I don't know if you have this in Ljubljana, but in Germany there is always one Maharaji who has this particular mixture, and she smells like a perfume tree. And even if she's not there, you smell. So maybe this should not be imitated. My dear Maharajis, no need to do this. No need to do this. But I'm just giving an example. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was not there, but you could smell. This is his garland. I know the smell of his garland. He must be here. He was here. Only he wears such garlands. So the third place was in the house of Shiva's Pandit during congregational chanting. And the fourth place was in the house of Raghava Pandit. Yes. Mahaprabhu had said that he would appear in two ways when he had left the planet. One was, and now you will be very ecstatic, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu on the altar in his deity form? And do you know the second form in which Gauranga Mahaprabhu said he would appear? His holy name. Therefore, let us happily shout out, Gauranga! 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 Rakshaman! Pahiman! Pahiman means save me. Hare Krishna. So, yes, he comes in this way. So, now there is one last way in which Gauranga Mahaprabhu appears. And this is very interesting. It's a way which is very secret. In the Prema Vivata, it's in the same way in which Prabhupada said he would appear to his followers. It's through his vani, through following his instructions. There is a verse in Prema Vivata, it's a really nice verse. Let us see if we can hear it. Gaurarami mukhe baila na chale Gauraracha Gaurara pracha Laile fale fale. It's a very strong verse. It's not enough to simply advertise repeatedly that one is a devotee of Mahaprabhu saying, I am Gauras, I am Gauras. No. The result of being the Lord's follower comes to one who takes up Mahaprabhu's preaching mission as well as the practices. This is the prachar. No, not prachar. Or the achar. The achar taught by him. So, if you follow the teachings and the practices of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you can contact Mahaprabhu even now. And I would like to substantiate this from Chaitanya Bhagavat. One evening on the Ganga, no one knew what was happening. The lotus-eyed Lord sat down. His limbs were decorated with flower garlands and smeared with sandalwood pulp. Even Brahma could not count the number of people offering obeisances to him. People just gazed at his face, which was as beautiful as the face of the God of love. Mahaprabhu sat there for a reason. Can you think what could be the reason? He sat there every day, but not every day all these people came. Gauranga Mahaprabhu sat there for the last time. The next morning, when it was still dark, he would leave his mother Sachi, he would leave his wife Vishnupriya, and he would leave all his devotees in Navadvip. He would go to a part of the Ganga, which is now called Nirdaya, No Mercy. And he would jump into the Ganga, which was very cold at that time. It was January time. And he would swim over the broad Ganga, never to return. He would go to Katva, and he would, by his powers, arrange that the Baba Madhu would shave his head, and he would take the sannyas mantra from Keshava Bharati, and he would never return. So this was the last evening in which Gauranga Mahaprabhu sat. And he attracted all the people of Navadvipa. Even the atheists came. They didn't know why, but they came because Gauranga wanted to give them Sakshat Darshan. They all stood around him and gazed at his face. Then the Lord gave each of them a garland from his neck and instructed them, sing the glories of Krishna. Everyone got this garland. You know, if you want to talk about the garland, it's the holy name, and inside, like a string which is in this beautiful garland, it holds all these individual flowers together. Inside the garland of Mahaprabhu was prema that held the holy names together, chanting with love. That's what he gave. But he also gave real garlands. My dear devotees, the flower garlands of Sri Chaitanya have now been placed around the necks of those who engage in singing the glories of Krishna in Sri Chaitanya Mat of Srida Mayapur, writes Bhaktisiddhanta. For they sing the glories of Krishna. And then he quotes one Sri Bhagavad Jananda Brahmachari Mahashaya, who 15 days or a month before his death has said, anyone who sings the glories of Lord Krishna is garlanded by Mahaprabhu. Have you been garlanded, my dear devotees? Is the garland of the holy name and prema around your neck, Raj Kishore? Tadva Gita. Are you garlanded? Hare Krishna. You can be garlanded by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He said, glorify Krishna, Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gau Krishna Nama. Krishna vino keho kicho na bhavihana. Glorify Krishna, worship Krishna, chant the name of Krishna. Do not think of anything other than Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh my God, that would be so nice. You know, when you do this, you will stop talking about mayic topics. And you will, your eternal happiness will start if you glorify Krishna, worship Krishna. Oh, sorry. Then Gauranga said, if you have any affection for me, then don't speak about any other topic than Krishna. Whether you are sleeping, whether you are eating, whether you are waking, day and night, think of Krishna and chant his name. In this way, the Lord looked at everyone with mercy, and after instructing them, he said, now go home. After receiving the Lord's mercy, all the people became ecstatic and left loudly chanting, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Yes. This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to those who follow his instructions. It has been said by Krishnadas Kaviraj, Dui bhai ridhayera kshay li andakara Dui bhagavata sange Karana Sakshatkara, Sakshatkara. The Lord's mercy dissipate the darkness in the heart and help you to meet two types of Bhagavats. That's the pure devotee and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. So, yes, has the boat left without us? This is our last 5 minutes which we have. You all have been given by our temple president a song. The song is called Ke Jabi Bai. Who will go, O brothers? Who wants to cross beyond the ocean of material existence? Do you want to cross the ocean of material existence, Philip?
Yes.
It's a good idea. Nitai Chand, what mean to give up the work in Italy, lose the house? No problem. Oh, brothers, who wants to cross beyond the ocean of material existence? Lord Chaitanya has descended in this glorious age of Kali. Amara gorange gate adana kea boy. Please. Amara gorange gate adana kea boy. Yada andatu avadi para hoy. Yada andatura avadi para hoy. At my beloved Lord Goranga's pier. Pier is, you know, I don't know how to say it in English. This is Anlegestelle. Maybe Audaya Chandrika can help us. Remember Audaya Chandrika in that hotel where we were in Milna. You would go down, and then there was a place where the ships could come. What is it? Yes. Ships come there, and then they throw the rope, and then you tie the rope around. Mol. Yeah. Yes. Pomol. Yes, pomol. In Croatian it's mol. Yes. In German it's mole. Same word. Yes. Pomol. So, and my beloved Lord Goranga Pomol, the ferry is taking everyone, including the materialistic, the blind, and the afflicted, across the material ocean free of cost. Wow, good! Now, who is the captain? The spiritual master, here. Hari namera noka kani Shri Guru Kandari. Hari namera noka kani Shri Guru Kandari. Sankirtana koro alo tui bahupashari. Sankirtana koro alo tui bahupashari. The spiritual master is the helmsman, means captain, on the boat of the holy name. With arms upraised, he incites everyone, means motivates everyone, to chant in Sankirtan. Saba jiva hoilo pa premera batashe. Saba jiva hoilo pa premera batashe. Podi aro hilo lochan apanara doshe. Nuhila lochan apanara doshe. There's a wind of divine love. With the help of the wind of divine love, all living entities easily cross the material ocean. Only Lochan Das Thakur has been left behind because of his own fault. My dear devotees, I remember at this moment a wonderful program which we had in Heidelberg, which is at the bank of the river Neckar. Not Nectar, Neckar. Neckar. So we had rented a huge boat. I still remember this. the boat, and the boat has, and we had told the devotees, you have to be there at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock the boat leaves. Of course, only half of the devotees were there at 10 o'clock. So we decided we wait 15 more minutes. You know, we had to pay the boat, so we couldn't wait until the end of time. So we waited 15 more minutes. More devotees came. Then we decided, let's wait 15 more minutes, but then we have to go. It was a huge boat, you know, with many, many, many people. So, all right, we waited another 15 minutes. And then the organizer said, let's go, Heide. And then the boat started, and it was in the midst of this huge river. And then, of course, three other devotees came in the last minute. And they felt like, I've never seen such misery in the face of people. The boat has left without me. You know, you experience this sometimes when the bus leaves without you. You come too late and, the bus is gone. But there will be another bus in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or I don't know how frequent they go here in Ljubljana. But if a boat leaves, you know, it takes a lifetime before a new boat comes. They don't go every 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes. It's really misery when a boat leaves without you. So I saw these devotees, they were crying, you know, one Mataji was crying, uncontrollable, and then there was this Brahmachari, he was ready to throw himself into the river and cross by swimming to get the boat, you know. And then there was this other, and I mean, they looked just so miserable that I said to the organizers, you know, we can't, I mean, this is very inauspicious. If three devotees are not coming on the boat and they are prepared to jump into the river, you know, we can't start this with the death of the devotees, you know. We have to somehow convince the captain to again go to the pumol, you know, to the pumol. And we went to the captain, and the captain said, my God, you know, this is so difficult to maneuver it to the pumol, and, you know, other boats want to use the pumol, and, you know, I said, please, it's so inauspicious if you start a spiritual, you know, a spiritual excursion, and three devotees are totally miserable. And so we begged him, but you waited half an hour. What type of people you have? We said, we are the Hare Krishnas, you know, we are never on time. This is our principle. And so he came back, and we could take the devotees. But I just remember this, you know. There is a boat, all of you, there is this boat of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It's a ferry boat, which is taking everyone for free across the ocean of material life. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu has said he would appear in his holy name. He would appear in his teachings. He would appear where Sankirtan is. My dear devotees, don't miss this boat. It's so miserable if this boat goes without you over the ocean of material life and you are left on the pier, standing there. And everyone is on the boat. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, we are soon eating prasadam. And you are there. Oh, I missed it. I was too late. I was too late. Please get in the boat of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and you will be very happy. So I'm sorry I have gone a little over time now, because I really wanted to finish this class. Now is Now I really request you, do you think you can do your breakfast and everything in 1.5 hours and we can still start at 11 o'clock? Because it's the last session, it will be the last session, and we have not heard about Gadadhar, and we have not heard about Gauranga Mahaprabhu on the altar. We really have to do this. So I really request everyone, especially the organizers, please bring the prasadam quickly here. Let's eat, and then take a little rest if you need, and please be here at 11 o'clock sharp. See you then.